welcome back to our podcast, guys. First of all, I just want to say thank you for leaving so many great reviews about the first one, even though we know there was a couple things that we need to work on. But thank you guys so much. It really helps out, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, you saw how well the first episode did?
Oh, my God. Yeah, can we talk about that for a second?
The first couple days after it came out, it was more than 100,000 like downloads, which is insane.
On the audio version.
And you guys left so many reviews, and that helps so much when you leave good reviews.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Not only that, those reviews and those really nice comments that you guys left got us to number one in
absolutely
the audio podcast
insane
app.
We were number one in comedy, and then we were number three in overall podcast.
Like, bitch, what the fuck?
On our first one?
How the fuck that shit happened?
Come on, baby. Y'all know Zane Heat don't play.
Oh, my God. When I saw it, I was like, okay, it was not that good. We're just starting.
No. We were fun, but it was like, okay.
I was like, it wasn't number one good, but we'll take it.
Yeah. We'll see where we are after this.
I know.
One.
Yeah, right.
Please keep us up there. And for those of you who want to watch the video format, we do record that as well. And that's posted on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. That gets posted every Tuesday. But welcome back. Hope you guys are having a beautiful Monday. Whether you're on your morning commute, driving to work,
doing
school,
laundry, you scrubbing your asshole,
you hanging out at the little lunch cafeteria doing your thing. Just want to say thank you again for clicking on us, listening to us, and hearing all the dumb shit we have to say.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in, taking the time out of your day to listen to these dumb assholes.
But let's start this off hot. We got Zane has a crush. I'm just gonna say,
what are you talking?
Go ahead, spill the beans.
A crush on who?
Oh, you know.
Okay, I know. I got a crush on Natalie, but who doesn't have a crush on Natalie? Everybody has a crush on Natalie. Two nights ago, I woke up. I was hungover as hell in David's couch, and I just hear, psst, psst, wake up. And I turn around. She has a water bottle for me. She's like, hey, why don't you get up here? She was being so nice to me.
Uh-huh.
And I got up, and she was just being super nice. She was like, hey, do you feel good? Do you want Advil? And I was like, why are you being so extra nice to me today? I thought like something was about to happen. Uh-huh. I thought David had something prepared for me, like just
right,
a prank.
Right.
And I was like, Natalie, why are you being so nice to me right now? She's like, what? No, I'm just, you're hungover. I just wanted to, like, I don't know, make you feel better. I'm not.
Does this
forget.
Mean.
Now I'm more in love with her after that.
Does this mean you had a crush on me? Because I used to do the same exact shit for you when you were hungover on the couch when we used to live together. I was wondering why you would look up at me with those eyes like, oh my God.
Make me a coffee.
Baby, I want some breakfast. So what else do you like about her? What's going on? Wait, how long has this been going on for? Just that one encounter? And,
the moment I met her.
Obviously
we're in this like friend group. You know, she works for David Dobrik. He's a YouTuber. He runs the show. She's his number one. She's the top assistant in the world.
Uh-huh.
There's a line that we can't cross.
Is it like her personality? You like her looks more?
Oh, it's
you
everything.
Like, oh, just I,
yeah.
There, total
there's
package.
There's nothing bad about her.
Oh, okay.
I think she's perfect.
Do you think she's into you?
No. Oh, absolutely not. Oh no! There's,
wow,
there's
that was a hard.
Oh, there's
no.
Not a chance.
Oh my God!
Not a chance. And if she did, I know it's a lie. It's just a joke.
Yeah, yeah. This
because
is,
it'll
this
never
is,
happen.
This is so weird to even talk about because like I've seen you guys together so much, but I've never seen you like, I don't know, make a move or like.
Oh no!
I
mean, why would I? If I made a move, it's just gonna make things weird. She's like,
right.
She's a part of our friend group. Like, I don't want like I hate when shit gets weird within friend groups, and
you know,
it happens all the time.
You know, she's gonna hear about this on the podcast. Like,
oh, I don't care. Whatever. She knows it. She knows. Everybody know. Everybody has a crush on her. Who doesn't?
Wait,
have
you think
a crush
other
on
people
her?
In the friend group?
Of course, you.
I have a girlfriend for 2 years.
I know Matt does. No, Matt actually doesn't. He's actually the one person in our friend group that doesn't have a crush on Natalie. But everybody else, I feel like, does. Even David. I know David does.
You think so?
Yeah, he has a little soft spot for her. Who doesn't?
Okay, because I've seen some stuff where I was like, maybe he does.
Or maybe he's just playing with her emotions.
David's really smooth, though. For a second, I thought he liked me. Like, because like sometimes he'd like hit me up more than usual, be like, no, let's get dinner. I'm like, I'm taken.
Well, baby, that's because he needs to post the next day.
Yeah,
he needs
right,
to post
right.
a YouTube video the next day. That's why he always hits me up on Fridays and Saturdays. You want to know why? Because I get drunk and he gets footage.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a Tuesday afternoon, I won't hear him. ever. I will never hear him during the week.
He's got other shit like scheduled.
Exactly.
Speaking of drunk, when was the last time you've been drunk? I feel like I haven't seen you drunk in a while. Last night. Right now, you
3 days ago.
You drank right before coming here.
No, let's actually talk about my drinking real quick, because people think I have a serious problem when I really don't. I don't have a serious problem. It's just
Hold on. We have a special guest.
Stas is calling me right now. My baby. But my second thing, she's under Natalie. She's
okay,
my number
Zane,
two.
Calm it down.
You ready? Oh. She'll call back.
Everybody say thank you, Stas.
Thank you, Stas, for making an appearance. She probably knew that we're doing the podcast.
She's trying to get her face out there somewhere.
You know what? I bet you she didn't know we're doing the podcast. Yeah. She just needs to get her name out there a little bit more. But what were we talking about?
Your dream girl.
No, my alcoholic.
Yeah, right.
People think I have a problem, but I don't, because I only drink when we all go out and everybody's drinking.
We all go out every day.
No, not when we all go out. When we all go out and like people in our friend group are drinking.
Yeah.
Like I'm not sitting there drinking by myself when we all go out. That's an alcoholic. Like I don't need a drink to go to sleep. I don't need a drink in the morning. I don't need a drink by myself. I have never drank by myself ever. And I feel like that's a huge like... what's the word? It's just a huge
problem.
No, it's a good way to tell if someone's not alcoholic, if they drink by themselves or if they need a drink to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
not to point any fingers or name any names, but
no, hey, Scott is doing a lot better now.
Okay? Hey, you said it.
Scott is doing so much better.
I'm really proud of him.
When's the last time he drank?
He's drank a couple times since he like quit.
Yeah. But before you continue, by the way, Scotty Sire, he's one of our close friends. He's also a YouTuber, part of our friend group. Matt and Mariah are dancing. Well, then why are they dancing? It's because we're on the right track. We're doing good.
That means we're on a roll. Give me some.
So Scotty Sire is a great friend. He's a little emo, a little sad, but makes happy. Great music.
Yeah.
And you should check out his Spotify.
Scotty Sire, he's got a new album coming out, I think, in a couple of weeks.
He does.
Yeah. Oh my God, I feel so bad. His release party's this weekend.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait. I'm really excited. I support Scott 100%. Whatever 100%. He's the sweetest guy I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
So generous. Every time I want to Postmates food, he buys it for me. And I'm always like, I can pay for it. And he's like, no, I got it. You know how much money he spent on me?
I know.
He spent more than probably 25 grand.
Easily.
On food. Easily. Just on me. Yeah, let's get back to drinking. The more important topics in our life.
You don't drink every day.
Yeah. But when I do drink a lot. And I feel like I do drink a lot when I do drink. It's because everybody else is drinking a lot too. It's not just me. And we have so much fun. We get crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of part of our job too. Like we know David is filming and I have it instilled
in
my head.
We got a show to put on.
Exactly. Like I have it instilled in my head that I need to drink when David's around, because like, I don't want to say we work for David, but like, We are because of David, so we kind of have to give it to him whenever he really needs footage. So that's...
No, and I totally get that, because I'm not an alcoholic either. that had a hard time coming out. I actually haven't been drinking in a long time.
That's a goddamn lie. You just had a shot of tequila before we started.
Okay, this is...
You're a lie. You scam artist.
Zane, I literally don't drink.
You had a smoke of a Juul Pod. I'm kidding.
Now he's making shit up. But I have the same issue. When I do drink, I can't stop. Like, I don't know what it is.
Story of my life.
But I just can't stop until I'm blacked out, which is why I just try to stay as far away as possible.
How embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. What happens when I'm fucked up is embarrassing.
I said that because I drink until I'm blacked out.
And you put Zane and I together, it is a shit
show. Oh my God, but hopefully we can get there one day. I really want to, like Heath and I need to not start drinking, but like I think once a month we need to have a night where it's like, hey Heath, let's do it tonight.
Yeah.
Let's have our Zane and Heath drunk moment. Because, dude, I love seeing those montages on YouTube.
Oh,
like, Zane and Heath best moments, Zane and Heath best drunk moments it's are the best videos.
Uh-huh.
I just like alcohol. It's fun to drink. Moving on.
Anybody else?
Let's move on.
Problem?
I say what I said, period. Move on.
Back to the whole Natalie thing. So she's perfect for you. Everything's good. But what's stopping it? Why can't you move forward with this?
Oh, my God. I could just sing about her all day. Natalie.
Oh.
Natalie Metaduena.
I don't think that's her last
name. yes, it is.
Mara Du.
If you loved her, if you loved her like I did, you would know that's her last name, Mara Duena.
I guess I know.
I thought it was Noelle, but I think that's her middle name. Wow, I'm a creepy stalker.
How do you know all this shit?
Because I look her up. I look up like facts about like fun facts about Natalie Mara Duena.
How many?
I learned something new every
he's
day.
He's even got the accent for it and everything. You are a pretty decent singer. I feel like when you try, you are.
No, I feel like I'm the best worst singer. So like, I feel like I could hit notes, but it just sounds like shit.
That made sense.
Yeah. Oh, you know who recently told me that I was a good singer, and I feel like he wasn't lying either.
Okay, who?
Charlie Puth, or Charlie Puth Puth Charlie. Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth.
There it is.
He's been hanging around with our friend group lately. He's so much fun. Uh-huh. He's a singer. If you guys don't know, I'm sure you guys know. He's the one that sings, "You just want attention.
Oh.
You don't want my heart." So I sang that song, but I sang it really awfully on David's IG story.
As opposed to what you just did?
And Charlie reshared it on his story, which was oh my God, yeah. So I feel like every big artist had to see that. So I feel like we get a lot of emails.
And he specifically said, "You are a good singer."
Yeah, because I brought it up when we were on our way to a party.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how it got brought up, but he just said that I was a good singer. Like, because he wrote Jesus on it. So I thought it was like he was saying, "Oh, Jesus, like that's bad." But he was saying Jesus that like he thought it was good.
Oh, like Jesus, he got some pipes, baby.
He got notes.
Okay,
baby.
Okay.
Sing. I want to sing in like a choir, like a church choir. I feel like that would be like something I could like really get into.
I can see you getting like down and dirty at
church. My, we should take choir classes. Like, and actually, in like,
okay,
our final class is like at a church.
That would mean you would have to go to church.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been trying to get you to go to church for the last like 2 years.
Okay. You see, your church and my church are different things. Or no, I don't go to church, but my church, as in like when I went to church with my family.
Your church is Saddle Ranch. If you don't know what Saddle Ranch is, it's our go-to bar out here.
Oh my God. It is our go. We go there like 5 times a week.
Every Sunday they have service.
But anyways, back in Florida, when I lived with my family, we would go to church, and our church was like very silent. It's very boring.
Oh, it's like a Catholic church.
Oh yeah, it's just so boring. And like, you just want to leave the minute you get there. But the church that you and Mariah go to,
it seems fun.
Like hype.
Oh, it's lit.
You guys are in like club outfits.
Yeah, right.
Hey, it's like feel good music.
Shit pop off at church.
And you guys are all standing up too.
Yeah.
The church I go, everyone's sitting down. You don't stand up unless he's reciting.
We worship. We worship for a little while.
You don't actually talk about like Jesus. And
No. So the church that we go to, it does get into religion, obviously, but it's non-denominational, and it doesn't get like super into it. He just kind of relates it to everyday things.
Yeah.
So it's very digestible.
What's so funny about church? Matt and Mariah are sitting there just giggling.
So apparently Jesus is funny to you. Okay.
Making a mockery of God. Okay.
Wow. Oh, you want to know something really funny?
What?
This was so... Okay. So,
I'm sorry. Oh, it's steamy.
That's how I know content is good. As soon as we start getting hot, I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Bad for us. We need to put like a blanket over it because I stick to this
shit. I know. Oh, my God.
Feel my leg. This shit is moist. It's disgusting.
Last week, me and Mariah pulled up to church, and I took the Lamborghini.
Yeah, I pulled up to church in my Lamborghini.
That sounds awful.
That sounds really bad.
So I pulled up to church in the Lamborghini, and they gave me parking that was like reserved. It was like special parking on the side. They were moving cones out of the way, and I'm like, oh my God.
Because you had a Lamborghini.
Yeah. Nobody else was getting special treatment.
You know what? It's kind of weird that a church does that, though.
I know, and I thought it was so strange.
The person running that show, have you ever seen the show The Righteous Gems on HBO?
No.
It's about this like whole like what do you call the people that like hype people up in church? Like it's on the religious side though, but like they do it in like big arenas. What are they called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
They hype people up?
Matt, what are they called?
Televangelists.
Okay.
So It's basically a bunch of rich I can't even say the fucking word. It's a bunch of rich
televisions.
I'm just gonna say Tevs.
Yeah,
a bunch of Tevs. They're rich as hell. They take all the donation, like every donation that comes in,
so
they just keep it for themselves.
The yeah.
And I mean, I feel like people know that they're donating to these people, right?
Yeah. So I mean, it's like they're not donating to the church, but
so they're not really like stealing or being scammy. Like people know that they're giving them the money. So like, why does it look so bad?
Because they're not using the money to do what people are giving for.
What are they giving for? Jesus?
Well, Jesus?
Jesus?
Like when I donate to the church, they're trying to renew their lease and it's an expensive spot in Hollywood.
Or fill up that wine bottle. The blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh.
Should we not even talk about this? I'm sorry. For all you religious people, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a Satanist.
Oh my God.
I'm not a Satanist.
Pastor Irwin, he's incredible.
Do you donate to him?
Last time I went, I donated actually.
Does he fly in a private jet?
They're trying to, their lease is up and they're trying to buy the building. I am donating because I want to, you know, keep the church here in Hollywood. I think it's great for a bunch of kids to come out, people my age, older, and be able to spread the word of God. Why are you looking?
I am bored. I'm sorry.
Anything my God.
Anything religious, I just. I just. Oh my God.
He said, now I lay me down to sleep.
Oh my God, that shit got boring. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, it's not for any. You asked me, okay? Right, you asked me.
I said, that's my bad.
Oh my God.
I take that back.
All right, let's move on. So I've been meaning to ask, how's the house situation going?
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
Because when I went over, there was fruit flies, there was a mess.
And guess
what?
There is still fruit flies everywhere. Jesus. Still, they're everywhere. I feel like I'm in the jungle when I'm there.
Infestation.
Infestation. It sucks because like I never really liked the house when they first got it. So like that was always in my mind. Like, oh yeah, like their house is nice, but it's just not my vibe.
So why'd you move in?
Here's the thing. Matt, my roommate right now, Matt, Todd and I were going to get a place together after leaving my house.
Yeah.
And we were on the last day of about to sign a lease on a place. And all of a sudden Todd pulls out. He's like, I think I'm going to stay the house. Uh-huh. And me and Matt are like, hold on. What? He's like, what? We're like, dude, we've been talking about this for the past 2 months. Why are you backing out now? He's like, oh, no, man. I just think it'll be better if I just stay at the house, you know, so I don't have to move. He's like, well, I mean, a little communication would have, like, done us a little good. But whatever. Like, we'll move with you guys. It's a six-month lease, so we can, you know, we'll get out in 6 months. It's fine. Mm. But, dude, I just feel like I'm stuck at a friend's house. Like, I just can't leave.
It's just one giant sleepover that doesn't end.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But let's get back to the fruit flies. You know, we've been swatting fruit flies out of our face for the past, like, 5 days.
Yeah.
And we're putting out these cups of, like, apple cider vinegar all over the place so we can get all these fruit flies. And they still weren't going away. I was like, what the hell? This is never going to go away.
Because I was sitting there and I could not get away. I just remember slapping him and I was like, God, just get me out of this fucking house. I hated it.
I looked up at Matt and I was like, Matt, I think I'm going to move back home. He's like, what?
You're
so indecisive. I'm like, Matt, I can't do this. Like, I miss my house. I miss my bed. I just miss everything. Because I had to go a size smaller now. I'm on this little mattress.
Oh, you poor thing.
In a little room.
I went from a California king to a king. And let me tell you, life has not been the same.
But Matt and I have to share a bathroom, which kind of sucks. But, like, no, it does. Like, it is a shitty feeling being in a big house with four bedrooms and it's yours and you get like the master to moving into your friend's house and you have to share a bathroom with your other roommate. So yeah, these fruit flies weren't going away. And our friend Cassandra, she is she's a friend kind of like part of the group. I don't think anybody
knows what she does.
She's awesome though. She helps us so much. She's like, it's like an aunt or like a house mom. She's great. She's so sweet. She decides that she wants to make this Spanish dish and she has to use the oven and the oven's not working. So we're like, well, that's great. The oven doesn't even work. So these guys don't even cook.
Clearly nobody's cooked in the house since they moved in over a year ago.
So she pulls out the pans from the oven and she lifts up one of the pans. And she finds a burnt pizza filled with maggots.
Maggots and just mold and just the nastiest thing you could possibly imagine. The odor coming off of it was atrocious.
And as you guys know, maggots turn into fruit flies.
Fruit flies were everywhere.
So that was like their home base.
Did you find out who?
Oh, I knew it was Jason. I already knew it was Jason. Yeah. The second I saw that, I knew it was Jason. So he comes home and I pull out my camera and I'm like, hey, Jason, let me show you something outside. I was like, you want to talk about bad roommates? What the hell is this burnt pizza? I show him the pizza. He's like, oh, God. I was like, when did you make this? He's
what
like,
what was it?
Oh, that's been there since December.
December. Shut the fuck up.
That pizza's been sitting in the oven since December.
He's a 46-year-old grown man, made a pizza and left it in there since December. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to tell child services. You're feeding your kids fucking burnt pizza? Your kids are going to get taken away.
That's disgusting. That's actually disgusting.
I'm going to report him. I'm going to do it. I don't care.
That's disgusting. Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. No, other than that, Jason is a great dad. But maybe he should, you know, not leave pizzas in the oven for 8 months. Mm. But other than that, he's great. I love him so much. He wakes up every morning at 7 a.m, takes his kids to school. I think that's a good sign of a...
Yeah,
of a,
no, he's
a really reliable dad.
Great parent. Should we give the listeners their surprise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah?
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for this moment all our life. All right.
Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. They're already ready.
Oh, they're ready for us. Okay. All
right, guys. So, everybody, we have two members of the team we'd like to share with you guys. And let's give them a nice little countdown. Three, two, one.
Hit it! Woo! Let's get applause. Applause, applause.
Howdy, folks.
We got Matt King and Mariah Amato. Matt King is my roommate right now and also a very good friend. I can't say best friend because Heath is my best friend.
That's right, baby. Know your place. Know your place.
And Mariah is Heath's boo thing.
That's my little baby girl. Look at her. Oh!
Look at her. She's so, she's so cute.
I'm so what,
Zane? Wait, what?
You know what I mean. She's an adorable darling. I always... Definitely my favorite girlfriend you've ever had.
Thank you.
She's been the best so far. And usually I feel like after like a few months, I'm just
suck, but she just sucks the least.
Thank you so much. Aww, wow. Heath.
So we have Mariah on audio engineering, which is why the first podcast sucked in audio.
I don't want to hear it. Which is probably why it was so low.
They didn't want to hear it either. Trust me. And then we have Matt King spicing up a little bit with formatting the show.
Formatting. Also like y'all's like spiritual like advisor or guide. That's I'm the true. One okay. giving them all the pep talks in between takes and trying to make y'all stay on
the therapist.
What does he do behind camera?
The juice. The funny.
The juice.
The funny.
The funny.
The juice. The juice. The funny. That's good.
No, but we
about.
Do need someone like Matt though to really just like tell like be blunt with us and tell us the truth. Like if we do suck.
Like if we need the juice.
Exactly. Like we filmed already and it was really boring. We were
Baby,
talking about shit that didn't matter.
This is our sixth podcast. Because we deleted four of them. We're finding it.
Yeah, no, but these two guys, we're going to have the most fun with these two. Like us four, we are going to be unstoppable.
Just in general, just because we're, you know, we have so much fun together off camera.
Yeah.
Off mic.
Yeah, we have the funniest conversations off camera.
I'm excited to bring you guys our friendship as a whole.
Exactly.
So they're gonna be joining us on the podcast. And
look how excited
in.
they're like, I regret this. Mariah's like, what the fuck did I sign up?
Well, Mariah and I have a little bit of like a game or a segment for you guys.
Okay. Oh, is our podcast boring? Too boring?
Well, like what? Y'all have been doing very good today. I don't even know why we came up with this segment.
I'm impressed. I don't think you needed it.
Yeah, the juice and the riff has been good today, gentlemen.
Thank you. Bringing it on.
If you didn't know, already know, as the audience, Zane and Heath are from the great state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The sunshine, and a lot of good news comes from the state of Florida. So... Mariah and I have done a deep dive in the news and collected some of the best headlines, the craziest headlines.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And all of these headlines are 100% real.
Oh, my God. That's
Florida's got some fucked up shit.
We've seen some fucked up shit. I feel like we've seen it in person fucked up shit.
Oh, yeah. All the time, baby.
Oh, my God. So hit us. What do we got here?
Mariah, have you seen crazy things happen in Florida at all?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I. But these are real things that have happened. And I'm just going to give you guys the headline. And y'all can riff. You can maybe ask questions on what I know. I think I know a little gist of the article. But, okay, the first one. Maid of honor chugs bottle of Fireball, punches the best man, steals his car, and nearly runs him over during the wedding.
Oh, I know this girl. She
went to our high school.
That sounds so normal. That sounds like chugs Fireball.
Yeah,
and almost
everybody fucking drinks Fireball. Yeah, that's the go-to.
That is the go-to. It's like drinking tequila. It's like a shot of tequila in Florida.
Then I must be from Florida.
Fireball is awful.
Oh my God. And it makes you do shit like that. Yeah. Fireball makes you fucking crazy. And then she stole the car. And
she stole the car. They said, one of the guests said she was a mess. She drank a whole entire bottle of Fireball. And then another guest said she was drunk within 20 minutes to half an hour.
She drove off.
I love this. It's like two different people that have to like speak upon this.
Oh yeah. The reporter for this did a very good job capturing all the perspectives of all the different guests. And then that's when she became violent. This girl, Jennifer, took the wedding into her own hands and then got into the car, stole the man's car, the best man's, yeah, and nearly ran him over.
News article headlines are the funniest to me. And I feel like they're not even trying to be funny. They just the way they put it together is just comedy in its own.
I just want to know what started that.
What? I don't know. Was it like because the bride was like marrying her ex-boyfriend? That's what I want to know. I have a lot of questions.
Well, thank you for that, guys.
Appreciate it.
Can we do this all the time? Every podcast, I want to hear like
just
a different.
Just catch up. What's going on in our hometown?
Yeah. Why wait? There's another one.
What's happening?
Oh, we got one more.
Oh, we got another one. This was Mariah's favorite when we were looking.
Hey, Heath, what's happening in our neck of the woods?
Oh, nice little intro for it.
I stole it from Anchorman in NBC. Al Roker. What's happening in your neck of the woods? You never heard that? All right, go ahead, Mariah. Go ahead.
A Florida man was arrested after telling a playground full of kids where babies come from.
So,
what?
Like, he just walked up, hey, what's up, little guys? You want to know where babies come from?
I mean, I feel like that's a little weird, but like, I don't think that's enough to get arrested for. Okay.
Yeah, but you're showing up to a fucking playground talking to kids about sex? That's fucking weird.
Hold on. Well, it didn't say he was talking about sex. They said he was talking about where babies come from.
This is what happened. So the police officer said Otis Ryan climbed to the top of the playground equipment and began shouting at the children, telling them, babies come out of women. And according to the court documents, he then yelled, they come out of their pussies.
Oh, can you see? Then that's where you go
see?
To.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason he got arrested. It had to have been something bad.
The first part wasn't awful. That second part is that now you're just like,
yeah,
you're saying really gross words in front of little kids.
But my favorite part is that at the time, the parents were then rushing to the area to remove their children.
Remove their children.
They were like, get away, Billy. Don't listen to that man.
That's so normal, though. I mean, I'm not surprised. None of these. The two that you just said does not surprise me at all. That's so normal.
Florida's a fucked up
town.
Yes.
You want to see what he looks like?
Oh, please.
Now, sorry for the folks who are listening. If you tune into the YouTube segment, maybe we'll put this picture
thank you, Matt.
On
ooh,
there.
Matt, that plug.
But
thank you.
This is the guy.
Oh, my God. That's going to give me nightmares.
Describe him. Describe
it comes
to
from the pussy.
He's African-American. He has one brown tooth. He has tattoos all over his face. They're very symmetrical, though, so like they don't look bad,
they're
but it just looks
tribal.
Really bad on his face.
I think I see a couple teardrops.
What's on his nose? What's a tattoo on his nose? What is that?
It just looks like a tribal pattern, kind
of. Oh, my God. His beard looks just like mine, very full.
Is that all we got for Florida?
Oh, no, we have one other headline.
Oh, great, awesome.
Now, this one's kind of like good news.
It reminds me of you guys. Okay. I feel like this
oh, my God, is it
you.
About us?
No, it's not about
me. The way they were leading that up, I was like, no, it's good.
Two YouTube sensations.
I feel like, though, this is what like Heath may look like, though,
right.
When he's older.
Right, right,
the picture of this guy.
Florida man gets $37,500 after officer thought donut glaze was meth.
Are you serious?
Thought donut glaze was meth?
Yeah.
Like he probably got pulled over, had like donut glaze on the seat. Like, you know, when like you get a Krispy Kreme and like it kind of like crumbles off.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So back in 2015, he gets pulled over. This officer sees these flakes, these white flakes in his car,
right.
Arrests him on the spot, takes him to jail. He spends 10 hours in jail and then even like posted a $2,500 bond. And then
They run the test on the icing?
They took the flakes in, and sure enough, it was from Krispy Kreme.
That's fucking hilarious.
Imagine going to jail for 10 hours because of glaze.
Bitch, it's worth it. I would do 10 hours for 37. Oh my God.
What do you think he's going to do with that $37,500?
Buy meth? Well, now he can.
Or buy more donuts.
He like drives by like hoping to get arrested again.
But you know that now he can get away with meth for probably a long time.
Yeah.
If he were to ever, because next time he gets caught with actual meth, he'd be like, I'm going to sue y'all again. Y'all got me for glaze last time. Yeah, but this time.
I'm just surprised that a cop whose favorite pastry is a donut couldn't recognize Krispy Kreme flakes over methamphetamine. Like,
I mean, I'm not taking the cop side at all, but like, I could see flakes, like glazed flakes looking like meth on somebody's like lap.
I don't know what meth looks like.
Oh yeah, me either.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
Speaking of us and the news, you want to hear a really funny story?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason my parents found out that I smoked cigarettes was because I ended up on the local news and I was walking by smoking a cigarette.
Get out of here.
How fucking crazy is that? That's how I get caught. All the shit that I went through to try to like get away with it, and I thought I was being sneaky, I get busted because I was on the news.
That's perfect.
Like, I'm literally walking by. My parents still have it saved. I'll see if they can send it. But I'm just walking by. I'm like doing my thing and...
But you had no idea that the camera like was on you.
No idea. My mom calls me. She's like, I just saw you on the news. I was like, oh, shit. Awesome. She's like, yeah, you're smoking a fucking cigarette. And I was like, no.
How old are you?
I was 18.
Oh. I mean, it was legal for you to smoke. You just, your parents were really strict on it, though. Yeah,
I didn't want them to know.
Your mom just didn't want you to smoke.
Baby, I went through the ringer to hide that shit. I used to hide my cigarettes in my ass.
Oh.
Like, I would put them in my butt crack, the pack in my butt.
I thought you were talking about like the cigarettes, cigarettes.
No, I used to put the pack in between my butt, and then that way you couldn't see the outline in my pockets.
How do you fit that in your butt,
baby?
It's
a big pack. When you got an addiction, you make shit work. Right. You know.
That's really funny. Can I tell you a story about how I got caught? Yeah. Or no, I didn't get caught. I almost got caught.
Okay.
Sometimes me and my best friend would, my best friend Ella, she was a hometown best friend, we would smoke weed here and there. This is back when it was like really illegal, like really, really illegal. And and my parents didn't, like my stepdad was an FBI agent. My mom was a firefighter. So it was a strict yeah. household. So one day they came home, my mom and my brother came home early and they come right. So the garage is connected to the kitchen. They walk right into the kitchen from the garage and me and Ella are sitting on the couch. Hi, and get to the table, and my brother looks down, and there's a weed on the counter, and he goes, "What's that?" And I go, "Oh, weird. That's oregano." Ella and I were cooking, and they're like, "Oh, okay," and walked away. And I looked at it, and I'm like, "That shit worked," but you know damn well my mom knew exactly what that was.
Yeah.
Like a fucking oregano. Only oregano was left on the counter,
and you immediately knew. Oh, that's oregano. I was cooking. Well, what were you cooking?
Oregano salad?
Yeah, right.
Should we smoke weed and do a podcast?
Oh my.
That'd be
literally
awful.
It would be an hour of no talking.
It'd be an hour of silence.
I literally can't talk.
I get so paranoid. I like don't like to talk to anybody. When I smoke weed, even with my like best friends, I feel like you guys are strangers to me.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I have to get out of the room. I have to go to sleep and
you feel
sleep
like
it
off. They're gonna try to kill you.
Yeah.
Or like you did something really bad.
Or I start getting really insecure. I start going to my Instagram, start deleting pictures that I feel like I look bad in or I look weird in. You've seen me do it.
Yeah. Oh man.
What are you doing?
We're just telling you there's 3 more minutes left.
3 more minutes to what? The 30-minute mark. Sorry, guys. We're still getting used to this. Matt and Mariah, they tell us when we have a certain amount of minutes left.
They
lose the attitude.
You lose your attitude. Chippera, baby. This is the first podcast, and I feel like y'all not really about it.
I'm gonna mute him.
No, 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 no. Can you actually mute me?
Yeah.
Unmute me? I guess since Matt and Mariah are a little nervous for this podcast, 100%. Dude.
How'd that shit feel? You need to bring the juice.
I got so nervous. I was like, I went into like announcer mode. I was
It was really funny seeing because like, I didn't know how we looked
when we were nervous,
but seeing it, I was like, oh my God, it's so
noticeable. You can see it on their
so
faces.
Noticeable.
Matt went into his announcer voice. We got, so over here from Florida, we got two people coming in.
I liked it. I felt so official.
You look official.
Oh, thank you.
And I know Mariah is like really silent. She's really nervous. But like when she, like I feel like after podcast five, you're gonna be.
We're not gonna get her shut up.
I know.
All right, that's enough.
Oh, and when she starts doing her Staten Island accent, oh my god, I'm gonna do it all the time. I'm awful at it, but I'm gonna do it all the time.
Once you hear people doing it, you can't help but like not
just
pick
do
it, up.
It. Yeah, so good. Wrap it up. Okay, we gotta wrap it up. Sorry, I don't want to wrap it up.
I like this shit. Maybe I want to keep
ranting. We're getting the groove now. I don't want to end it. Oh man. Okay.
I feel like this is our vent. Our vent hour. We just get to talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Just talk shit.
Oh my God.
Get hit. Again, thank you for tuning in. I hope this podcast was very entertaining. It was for us. We had a damn good time listening to
each other. I love this shit. Oh my God.
Thank you, Matt and Mariah, for those news articles from Florida.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Very nice. Very nice.
Please don't forget to leave the reviews on our podcast.
Okay, now we're getting desperate. No, actually, though, like those reviews are everything to us.
Yeah,
and we really appreciate it.
We like seeing what you guys think about the podcast. Hopefully, the audio is better on this one. What?
Mariah. I think Mariah already knows. She's been listening to our audio the whole time. She knows it's going to sound like shit.
She knows it's bad.
No, it's good. I'm just so embarrassed.
Sorry, I don't mean to keep pointing you out.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Hopefully the lighting for the people watching the YouTube videos, hopefully that's better. The last one was a little bit noisy. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We really appreciate it.
Make sure to tune in for the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Apple, all that good stuff. And for the video version, we post every Tuesdays on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
Bye, guys.